Blog Talk Radio.
Friends and family, welcome to Miller Time Radio. We are back. Can I just say it? We are back after a kind of a couple week hiatus. I appreciate you guys tuning in to Miller Time Radio. We're back. I feel good. I feel different. I don't know what it was, man. I just a long layoff and just being rejuvenated. As you guys know, you know, for the new listeners, because you know, time really we draw new listeners every time. We're kind of, you know, oh wow, I've been hearing about it. Let's see what the show's about. And on this show, you know, we just try to do a variety of different things. You know, I call this show, this is the people show. You know, we have real ground rules people. You know, in the community, whether, you know, they're doing, they're in the banking world or they're in the artistry world or they're in the education world. We just try to have all these, you know, these bright minds come to the show and show Miller Time some love, give us their insight. As we say, tear shit up and leave. That's the motto here on Miller Time Radio. Man, this is what we do. I'm just so giddy. You know, so blessed that, you know, I can come back and do a show. And, you know, I was just actually, to give a short story before we start the show a couple of minutes ago, I was actually in the grocery store. I'm just kind of chilling. I was just, you know, walking up the aisles, and I had some middle-aged white woman. I'd never seen her before in my life. And she walked up to me. She says, you're Miller Time, you do that show Miller Time Radio? Where'd you do that? We haven't heard you in a little while. So I had to explain to her why, you know, I got my basket in my hand. I'm looking for some adobo on the side. Well, we're going to get the show rocking again. You know, I'm just happy that, you know, people love the show, and we're going to continue to give people what they want, top shows. I can't do a whack show. I just have to feel it, you know. And tonight's show is an intro into tomorrow night's show, which we're going to have. I'm so blessed. We're going to have a Norwich Free Academy graduate. He plays Division I football at Boston College, running back Marcus Outlaw. So stoked up for this show. You know, the young man is inspiring kids and, you know, 6, 7, 8 years old. If he can do it, he went to the same league, I can do it as well. And I'm just so blessed to have Marcus on the show tomorrow, so you got to stay tuned into that. You know, I'm going to bring in my co-host tonight. You know, I'm pretty excited. I haven't heard this guy's voice in a while. Jelani Fletcher, I call him a.k.a. the wise one on the Miller Time Radio. Welcome to the show today, my brother. How are you doing today?
Peace, man. You know, happy as always to be back on Miller Time, man. Took a little vacation, a little hiatus, but I see you. You know what I mean? I'm glad you hit me up as soon as possible to let me know you was ready to get back on air, because I was anxious to hear some more of the material. You know, I'm sure the people have been asking me, what's going on? When's Miller Time coming back? I'm happy to be back, man. I'm happy to be back on here with you.
All right, man, I'm just, first of all, I'd like to say, you know, happy Valentine's Day. You really bad Valentine's Day. You know, I'm to all the, you know, the non-singles out there in the world. And before we start the show, man, I have to send a special shout-out, you know, to my lady this weekend. You know, she had me on a wild goose chase since I get home from a hard day's work. Okay, this is a Thursday night. I get home, I get upstairs and get ready to, you know, take my clothes off, and I look on the bed, I see a note. I said, damn, what's this? What's going on? I see some candy and a note. I pick up the note, and it says, baby, get dressed in your nice clothes. I said, oh, my nice clothes. And you meet me at this address. I said, oh, she got me on scavenger hunt. I said, oh, I like this. I get out of work, right? So I'm looking, so I go meet up, you know, at whatever spot she has me go into. I get to the spot. She's got the whole room decked out in roses, you know, on the bed and the jacuzzi. And, man, at that I have to send a shout-out to my baby, man, because, listen, after a hard day's work, I was about ready to kill somebody. And to come home to that right there, listen, man, it was just a great weekend, a blessing, you know, that I have someone that, you know, in my life that, you know what I'm saying, that cares about me. So it was a special Valentine's Day to me. And hold on, special shout out to housekeeping, you know, because we tore that room down that night. So all I got to say is shout out to housekeeping that night. My baby, man. I had to put that out there. But, hey, listen, I got a lot of callers on the lines right now, right? Mr. Frank, I see you. You're on the line right now. Your number, hit 1 on the on the phone dial, so I know that I can bring you in live on the show. Okay, hit 1 on your phone dial so I can bring you on. But, Jelania, I just, you know, it was definitely a special time, Valentine's Day, man. I just had to send that shout out, man. So how was your Valentine's Day, my friend? And welcome to the show. What's up, boy? People been asking me about you, too, man. Where you been at? How you doing? Jelani.
Hello?
Mr. Fletcher. Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you, but I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you for a second.
Okay. Yeah, you said I was just saying, you know, before we bring our, you know, saying some other listeners in on the show, how were you doing, brother? How was your Valentine's Day weekend?
Oh,
how
man.
You
I'm blessed. I'm blessed, man. You know, I spent a little time with my baby. You know what I mean? We've been busy. I'm busy. She busy. So, you know, we got to spend a little time. I got to cook dinner. Just a little quaint thing at home, you know what I mean? Because with the kids and everything, it's been a little busy. But, you know, plus myself trying to, you know, keep this business, you know what I mean, going forward with it and trying to put some new ideas together, you know what I mean, working with the natives up here, the Eastern Pequot, you know, and trying to put some new agendas together for the kids. We got some community garden plans and a few other things I can't talk about because, you know, if you talk about it too early, they try to. You know, the haters, man, they always jump on you ahead of time, you know. You know, if somebody will try to fool you to play. You know, but we got a lot of positivity between the tribes going on, other things with business. I'm trying to put together, you know, expand it to other areas. So, I mean, it's been really busy and hectic. So to spend that little bit of time, you know what I mean, just taking a little minute to make a meal for her because she busts her ass, you know what I mean, just like I do. It was it was worth the time, you know what I mean. It was really nice.
Nothing to talk about. And Jay, and I'm glad you know, and I'm actually waiting, you know, any minute now if I can get Mr. I got two special guests who actually run. They're actually the founders of the New London talent show. This thing has been catching fire around the community. I'm gonna have actually Frank. I see you on the line right now. You got to hit one. On the phone dial, call back in once so I can see on my other end that you want to come into the conversation. All right? So, but, July, you know, and this is the type of things that we do here that a lot of people live here that we do on Miller Time Radio, you know, is when, you know, we try to bring guys, especially like, you know, Frank Graham, he's an artist, and I think the other young man is Curtis Goodwin. You know, these guys they're artists. You know, these guys are traveling, doing shows, and these guys can come together and put a talent show together, you know, to bring the kids from the team that come from the same neighborhood that they come from, you know. And hold on, I got Frank Graham on the line, you know, right now. I'm going to bring him in just to talk, just give the listeners, the viewers, a heads up on this big-time talent show that these guys founded. Frank, welcome to Miller Time Radio. I appreciate it. I know you're a busy man. So I can catch you up for about 5 minutes. I appreciate it, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm blessed, brother. I'm blessed. It's just nice to have you on the show. And we were talking just a little bit about, you know, obviously you're the founder, you along with your friend Curtis Goodwin, of the New London talent show. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that. You know, how long has it been running, and how's the participation? Are you getting the numbers that you want?
About 5 years ago, you know, there was a situation in town where, you know, a group of kids was involved with a murder of another member of the New London community. When the tragedy, you know, struck the area, you know, it triggered a lot of things going on as far as media, you know, really painting these dark colors for, you know, the youth in the area. There was a series of town meetings and newspaper articles, and, you know, it's a lot going on that was really, you know, painting our youth in these dark colors. You know, so me and a group of other people came together. It wasn't just me and Curtis Goodwin, you know, it was a bunch of different groups, you know, from the area. We're just two of the founding members. You know, came together to see what we could do, you know, to counter, you know, a lot of this negative press and, you know, attention that was, you know, being shot. I mean, being, you know, that was present in our area, you know, during that moment. So, you know, the New London Youth Talent Show, you know, long story short, was just, you know, something we put together where we wanted to, you know, give the youth a chance to show who they were rather than be told, you know, what they aren't and what they are, and, you know, and have these negative these negative opinions, you know, really kind of, you know, written in stone on them. So we wanted to give them a chance to take the stage and take a mic, you know, and give them their voice, you know, and a chance to just, you know, paint their picture the way they want to be seen and whatnot. So this is the fifth year. It's the annual talent show. The show sells out. It's 1,450 people at the Guard Theater in New London. You know, so as far as, you know, the participation, the community is very supportive. You know, to have a show that, you know, that comes together every single year, about 60 kids, you know, taking the stage, and to have, you know, 1,450 people that are sitting in them seats and buy those tickets and spread the word to come out and support, and, you know, just to show their support, you know, for you know, these youth that are really, you know, using their voice and the power with it, you know, to do something positive. Like, that's a great thing. That's a win in itself. The first year we had to turn people away from the door. They couldn't get in. You know, so it's a show that's very, man, you know, and it's a good cause, man.
So what is
giving them that point so many times?
What
there,
is
you
the
know,
goal?
People
what? I'm sorry to interrupt, because, you know, we got this, you know, with this internet thing, you know, you got that time delay thing going on. I'm sorry about that. But what is the goal of you know, because I'm almost a little, because, you know, I'm a rural city guy, I'm a Norwich guy, and I see that, and I think, wow, that's inspiring. We can do that here, you know. What are some of the goals that you guys try to accomplish when you guys bring the kids in and, you know, and to perform and stuff like that?
I mean, Curtis is on the phone as well, too, but, you know, I guess I'll touch on, you know, one of the goals that, you know, I see as far as the process we're doing here. You know, really just bridging the gap. You know, you got so many people that could really make so many things happen and are passionate about, you know, these kind of causes. Then you got kids in need of the things that people are passionate about bringing forward. You know, just me being an artist myself, you know, that's my platform where I feel like I could teach. You know, that's something I love to do. Mm. But, you know, in the power of that, I could connect with the youth, you know, another aspiring artist or somebody that could take that kind of guidance or mentorship and have that as my platform to connect with them. So really just showing that we're there, you know. The same way, you know, with Curtis, cause, you know, could speak on, you know, some of the goals or, you know, missions, you know, personally with yourself. But I'm sure it's a collection of so many different goals and things that are being accomplished here. Curtis.
Yeah, I want to mention gaps. But the fact,
yes. And, oh, are we speaking to Kirk? Is Curtis with you? Can we speak to him? Is he on the line?
I'm here. I'm on the line.
Okay. Hey, Kirk.
Can you hear me?
How you doing, brother? I just want to send a special time, you know, Miller time shout out to you and Frank and what you guys are doing and giving back to the community, man. You see a lot of people out here, you know, they their status maybe grows in the community and they don't give back, man. They don't, you know, they don't give back to the communities, the schools that they went to, you know. Just tell the people, you know, kind of what inspires you and just the feeling that you get, you know, giving back to the community.
Oh, it's a deep one. I guess the major thing is, as Frank said, is bridging gaps. But I think the major thing is for us is that we go on social media, we go on Facebook, we go on Twitter, we go on Instagram, and we post all these captions about how no one does anything for us. But at some point, we got to break the cycle. It has to be someone that looks like us, that acts like us, that talks like us, to go out there and break the cycle.
Amen.
And give this opportunity.
Amen.
And I think that's the issue. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to be Jay-Z, but how often does someone like Jay-Z give back or show that platform of how they got to where they are? We're so secretive as people of color, as just people of an urban society. And it's like, why are we so secretive? Why can't we lay these tools to success? It's because we're so scared that there's going to be 10 of us at the table. 10 of us at the table is 10 more people to go against all that negative that's out against us. So talent show for me is more than bridging gaps. It's about creating a table where we can all eat and all feel equal while we're eating.
Amen. So it's enough for all of the
opportunity.
Now talk about you know, a little bit about, you know, because there's going to be people who's listening to the show who may not, you know, they may be a little interested and like, wow, how can I, you know, get a ticket? When is the show?
Well,
you know, what kind of what do I expect when I get there?
What to expect? Well, the best thing to do is to come with no expectations and just be expected to blow away, because the acts are diverse. Like you had spoken, you had said, well, I'm inspired. How can I do something in Norwich? The key is not to duplicate our efforts. The key is for us to join forces. This is a show for all of Connecticut, for all of Eastern Connecticut. So the idea is not for it to be in Norwich and New London. The idea is to bring everyone together in one voice for a theater. I mean, the guard arc seats 1,450 seats. 1,450
wow.
seats. How many people sell out 1,450 seats of diverse?
I don't know too many.
One time? And we don't
wow.
just, wow, we turn away seats. Like, there's 300 people who turn away at the door because there's no more seats for them. So the idea is not jumping on the bandwagon and not waiting. It's collaborating because collectively we make all the difference.
I mean, this cousin's house in London, you know, the show hosts 10 different cities. As far as, you know, things you can expect, you know, you got a lot of diversity as far as, you know, just the acts alone. You got all kind of dances, break dancing, tap dancing, liturgical dancing. You have, you know, rapping, singing, poetry, instrumentalists. And like I said, people from 10 different cities, ages 10 through 25. You know, so there's a lot you can expect. But if I had to just sum it all up as far as what can be expected in the word, it's just greatness. You know, these youth, they're very
wow.
talented, man. Like, the dopest in the area. It's not like, it's a family show where you say something like, oh, they're great for their age. No, they're great no matter what age and no matter what box you put them in. You know, they exceed that bar that you would set for them. So whatever expectation you have, whatever bar you set, I could guarantee what to expect is that they're going to jump over those expectations because they're just that dope.
I mean,
that's
one theater where that's 150 seats, and you have one person from Waterford, one person from Ledger, one person from New London, a person from Groton, because we have one kid that's a rapper that's from New Haven. How many times do you get a chance to sit next to all these diverse faces?
And that's,
I mean,
so dope, and that's why I'm just, and here on Millertime Radio, man, that's why we just try to have, you know what I'm saying, to get people who are doing just great things in the community on the show. I'm just, listen, you know, got another minute, guys. Just anything, you know, you got to give us a shout out, you know, let us people know, how can they get a ticket? How can they link with you? You got an email, or how can they get involved with this?
But, you know, tickets can be, you know, purchased. Tickets could be purchased directly from the box office, the Guard Theater in London, the Guard Art Center. They could also be purchased via phone, 444-7373 extension 1, or you could get them directly off the internet site. GardArts.org, GardArts.org. You can get them right from there. But, you know, the show is going to be crazy. It's March 14th, going down 5 p.m. Be there. Don't be late. Get your tickets in advance because I can guarantee you there will be no tickets at the door. The show is that high in demand. It's a lot of talent going down, a lot of family-friendly environment, man. So, you know, come out and enjoy the show. Again, March 14th, 5 p.m., GardArts.org, or call 444-7373 extension 1.
That's it.
Yo, man, any shout outs? You guys got anybody you guys want to shout out before we let you guys go?
We want to shout out Millertime Radio, man, for just providing
definitely.
This platform, you know, to be able to reach out to the community, man. Again, like we said, it's about bridging
Thank
gaps
you.
And, you know, getting people to come to the table that can make it happen. You know, if we could do this a certain way by ourselves, imagine what more we could do with you on the squad, with the people you know on the squad, and the people that we could bring to the table and how we can make this happen. It grows. It doesn't have to start and end in one place or, you know, at one show, at one event, or just one cause. There's so many things we could affect if we could all come together to do it and not see each other as competition. So thank you for reaching out, and I mean to give us this platform. And we're glad to be here to do so. You know, we're glad that we could have you a part of this village that it takes to affect the youth, to affect the community, to affect the world, and change everything that we don't like going on and turn that for the better. It takes all of us as a village to make that happen. So thank you, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate Curtis, man. Getting a little teary out over here, man. I appreciate that. Love, Curtis.
I mean, what more can we say? That's why me and Frank work as a team. So, all I can do is ditto what he said. You know, shout out to you for giving us this platform and also for recognizing everybody out in the area that's doing things on a bigger level. But like I said before, it takes a village and it takes a team. So if you're trying to be part of something that's epic and not just something that's good or great, then join the team and join the movement. Otherwise, everyone's going to settle at good and everyone's going to fight for that seat at the table. But I'm trying to build a table. I'm trying to fight for everybody to eat this spread. So it's more about whether your pride gets aside and you let your talent speak for itself. We're all about that. So shout out to anybody that's listening.
Y'all heard it here. Yo, man, I appreciate that. Millertime Radio appreciates you guys. You know, you guys listen, new listeners, new people are listening. You make sure March 14th, all right, get your tickets, all right? Show goes out quick.
The London Youth Talent Show.
Y'all already know. Y'all have a blessed night. Another Sound Radio, man. That was special right there. You know, how could you not want to be just at the table and involved, you know, with great people in the community that are giving back to the same communities that they grew up from, same school, same, you know, water we drink from. We're all family instead of, you know, that crabs in a bucket, the theory, you know, instead of, you know, picking people up. Jelani Fletcher, welcome back to Militant Radio. You're back with me, brother.
Hey, what's going on, brother, man? Great still, good piece,
hey,
man. It was a good piece, man.
Oh man, listen, I'm gonna get a little emotional right now, man. That was special, you know, to just be. How could you not want to be involved with people who give back to community, man?
And you know, I mean, you gotta love the fact that, you know, these guys. It's not just, you know, these guys came together and put together, you know, some quick hodgepodge, you know, thing on the stage. They came together and put, you know, this coming from different cities, different areas, people with different talents and abilities. You got people doing, you know, skits from plays, you know what I mean? People do all different artistic abilities. And in these areas, you know, with the money, you know, the school system's taken away from the arts and development of arts, you know, parents don't always have the money to put their kids, you know what I mean, into these special courses in schools, because we used to have community centers.
Right.
And they used to have programs for that. So one of the things I want to check up with them on when we get a chance is to see what's going on with development with these guys afterwards, because I know they work hands-on, you know, also, but it's not just them, you know, they're each part of different groups and teams of people who are different areas of art, you know what I mean, and other entertainment industries. So, you know what I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see the brothers still working, and individually as artists, you know what I mean? Frank's doing his thing out there, man.
Absolutely.
You know?
Because you don't see that. You don't see that. I personally, you just don't see a lot of that. You know, you got these art, you know, people, you, granted, you know, they become successful in their field, you know, not trying to bash on people who, you know, become successful, but, you know, they can become successful and they disappear and forget about the community. Maybe you don't see them, you know, at youth clinics or, you know, giving back to the community. And, you know, it's just nice. It's refreshing, you know, to see people giving back, you know. It's really special, man. It really is. And shout out to, you know, the New London Talent Show, the Youth Talent Show, March 14th. Get your tickets. Get your tickets. I think I'm going to get mine. Me and my squad, we're going to be deep. We're going to be five deep up in there. Amen to that.
And you know what?
Hey, listen.
Southeastern Connecticut.
Go ahead, my friend.
Southeastern Connecticut does support their people, man. You got to give them that, man. We do. Grove City. You know what I mean? New London County in general, we do support our people out here, man. You know, it's beautiful to see that people keep on trying to find new ways to do that.
And one of the reasons why I love Militant Radio, I'm actually about to bring you know, my lines are on fire right now, and I got a lot of people, you know, who wondering where Militant Radio. They said, I'm going to call the show. I'm going to cuss you out, Miller. I'm calling the show. I got something to say. I got a caller on the line, area code 857 on Militant Radio. Area code 857, welcome to Militant Radio. How you doing today, sir? Area code 857, you are on Militant Radio. Mr. Skiz. Hey, can you hear me? I got him live. Hey, Skiz, you're online right now. See, and that's what happens on shows like this, you know. You just got to roll with the punches, man. You just don't know. You know, one time I someone was calling, and I hit the mic to bring him live, and I you hear kind of cussing on the line, motherfucker, oh, get your ass down. I was like, oh, shit. Who's on the line?
But, bad timing, bad timing.
Bad timing. Hey Jay, you know, we get hit deep on Militant Radio. It's been so long, man. This has been a host of topics, you know, that we're gonna have some fun with, man. I know you've seen recently, you know. Oh, first of all, you know, shout out to I want to send a special shout out to the Norwich Police Department. Okay, I don't normally do that on this show, but I have to send a special shout out because of a case that they may have solved. That's definitely been, you know, just one of those warming things in my heart, you know, a couple of years ago. I forgot her first name. Her name is Blackensworth, who was gunned down through a peephole.
Jackie.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, it was heartbreaking. Her two babies sitting there, his mommy calling 911 as her body lay lifeless on the ground. And you know, I just, you know, we made an arrest after a couple of years. You know, let's not get too happy. I know people, Facebook posts have been incredible. And let's just let the system play out. I just, you know, for that family, you know, I just hope it's justice, you know. That's definitely heart-wrenching, you know.
But, yeah, she was a young mother. That was bad. Young mother, you know, she had a few kids, and she had nothing to do, you know, she had nothing to do with a woman. She had nothing to do with the streets or anything like that. They get caught in the middle of something that, yeah, man, hopefully they do get that justice.
You know, so just definitely that was one of the ones that just hit me right in my heart right there. That was definitely. But, you know, Jelani, I wonder, because you're such a wise brother, I like to get deep with you. I like to throw some stuff at you. We don't always agree on things. We agree on some things, and that's why I love to get a different perspective. I was literally watching TV the other day, just to deviate from my notes here. I'm kind of freestyling here. You know, I was watching the FBI director, you know, on TV. What's his last name? Comey. Basically, at a university, what it was, admit that police officers, hold on, correct me if I'm wrong, because I may be, you know, be wrong here, that police officers, they do discriminate. They do racially profile. This is like something. Is this new to us right now? And for an FBI, the head director, admit in public, like, yes, the police, we shoot people because of their race sometimes pretty much. And, yes, we treat black people a little differently than we treat white citizens. How do you feel about that, bro? Because you're pretty deep on this type of stuff. How you feel about that, man?
Yeah, well I mean, all he's doing is just, I mean, really coming out saying the jig is up. That's really all he's doing is saying, all right, everybody, listen, the jig is up. You know, facts speak for themselves. He's not saying anything that we don't know. It's just that it's not politically acceptable to say. I mean, they use different terms to say it, you know what I mean? The urban youth and the crime is higher in this area, so disproportionate because, no, it's really just because of plain out and out fear and miseducation. You know, that's really all it is. And these people are reacting to that lack of education and just fear. You know, and remember I told you before they did that study, study at a university recently that proves that there's been a sustained period of time, there's been a concerted effort to induce fear of the black male figure, the black male image, you know, for, I don't know, hundreds of years. And you see it in the media. It's perpetuated throughout the media. So, I mean, and it's even, they even tested black men and African-Americans and women, too. They even tested African-Americans and found that the equal amount, the same equal amount of percentages were all registering fear when presented with the black male image. This is not new, you know what I mean? But for them to finally admit, this is science. This is science. So it's not just some guy who says, you know, I had a bad experience with police. No, this isn't me. This is a professor. You know, I'm over here. This is a police commissioner in New York who came out and said, yes, are scared, and that's why we shoot.
So how can we – I don't understand. So if he's admitting this now, you know, I'm going to bring Skis Bronco on in a minute, but this kind of – how can we change this? Is this – I don't understand. Can this be altered through education? It's so, because we all have our biases, I hate to say it, not racist, but we all have our, you know, misconceptions about people. That's just human nature. Can we change that?
Very much so. But what they do undergo a lot of diversity training and all these other, but none of those things have a real impact because they're not really being personalized. You know what I mean? For a person to change their own views of things has to be internalized. You know what I mean? This is something that you could just sit through a three-hour seminar, you know what I mean, and fill out some questionnaires and go back to the job. Like I did, that's just, you know what I mean, a certification. Like you can do that, you know what I mean, with any trade, you know what I mean, and forget everything the next day because you're not going to use it again. Diversity training and learning about how to deal with people and culture, that's something that has to be learned, you know what I mean, from youth. And the education that they need isn't just to go through a seminar and talk about it. It's one that involves interaction. It's one that involves more interaction with people from other areas, you know what I mean? And honestly, when it comes to the policing, there need to be people from those areas, from these areas in the city, from these areas in the project, that go on to police their neighborhoods and communities so that we don't have to deal with those same types of profiling and mistakes of because of miseducation.
Okay. And we've got a special guest on tonight's show on Miller Time Radio, area code 860. Harvey Knowles, welcome to Miller Time Radio. How you doing, brother?
First of all, it's area code 806. I knew y'all was smoking something before I called. That's why I had to call and check in on y'all. And the last brother that was...
My bad.
Yeah, it's 806. That's okay. It's a low-budget show. What do we expect? We ain't expect no top-notch shit. We knew we was coming at you when you first started telling people you had a show. We knew you wasn't about nothing anyway. We grew up with you. We know all about you. You know what I'm saying? Telling everybody you.
It was a yak.
That's all right.
It's a little bit yak.
You gotta crawl before you walk. But don't be, come on, man. You ain't Tom Joyner, nobody like that. There. All right, just walk. Just wait a minute. You'll get there. But first of all, if you can't get the area codes right, ain't no way you're gonna be able to play songs. It's all right, bro. What's up, man? What's up, Johnny, man?
What's going on, cousin, man? How you doing, brother?
What's up, man? How you doing, man? Heard about ISIS, man. Homeboys, man. That's checking in on you, making sure you're all right. Hey, delete my number too. Delete my number from this call, too, because y'all all over the place, man. CNN, MSNBC, man. Yo. Some brothers ain't even listening. Huh? Some brothers thought it was IHOP. They thought the terrorist group. Hold on, man. They thought the terrorist group was called IHOP, man. They stopped eating pancakes and everything. They thought you'd eat pancakes to cut your head off. I said, man, it's ISIS, not IHOP, man. They had it mixed up. Some guys thought it was IHOP.
They taking us back to the 16th century. They chopping brothers' heads off. Now they lining them up.
They ain't playing.
And cutting brothers' heads.
Yeah, they ain't playing, man.
Off.
Well, they ain't brothers.
You gotta remember that. Remember when they wanted to get rid of the guy Bashar over there in Syria. They wanted to get rid of the president in Syria, and they were giving the rebels all them guns. Right? They gave the rebel all them guns, the Free Syrian Army and all them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after a while, them guys decided, they got all these weapons from the United States and Russia, and everybody was giving them all these weapons and technology. Mm-hmm. And what happened to them people, they all grouped together. You got Al-Qaeda.
That's right.
We gave them these weapons and all this money, and we're still giving them money and weapons. But anyway, they gave them all this stuff, and now you create your own boogeyman. Now you're going to get, boogeyman, which justifies our reason.
Like we're black people. You know you can't give black people too much free stuff. We take advantage. You know when you go to get one newspaper and you get till about eight, you can't give us nothing, man. We take advantage, man. You can't give nobody free nothing. Black, copper collision, whatever color they are, man. You can't give nobody no free stuff. They're going to take advantage of it, man.
I was up in the hotel the other day, man. I had to take like two soaps, man, and lose, man. I had to.
It's something you got to do when it's there, like I said, man. But to add on what Cuz said, man, they reaping what they sow right now, man. I mean, you know, U.S. want to play conservative, and I spend time over there. U.S. want to play conservative, don't want to put no boots on the ground. Like we don't got the will to fight right now. All the other countries is fighting, but you got to put boots on the ground. All that air raids, you just killing civilians because you indiscriminately bombing. You got to put people on the ground, man.
It's hard to convince Americans when we just spent $5 to $7 trillion in Iraq over the last 13 years. Our money is kind of funny right now, man.
Yeah.
Our money is a little funny right now. We ain't hearing that.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. They don't have the will right now. Because the Iraq and Afghanistan war, it's going. I got a cousin over there right now, Little Ray. He's on his third tour over there in Afghanistan. Like, shit is real, man. Like, and the ironic part, I saw him coming when I was coming back from Iraq the first time. I ran into my cousin in the airport in Maine. I ain't seen him in years. He was going to Iraq. I was coming from Iraq. So like, shit is definitely real in the field, man. But
we were talking about right before you came in about the we're talking about a war abroad, and we actually there's a war at home. You know, when we got the FBI director, I forgot to, I don't know if you watched the other day, he basically admitted that police officers shoot people because they're scared of black people.
Oh, yeah, we know. Come on. That's, I mean, that's like people being surprised by this North line.
Ain't nothing new.
It's nothing new.
But for the FBI director to say that live on for us, the world could hear it. It was a little hard. It was like, wow, damn, he admitted it. They shoot people because they're scared.
You know what I'm saying? But I give him props because he's saying what nobody else was. Everybody don't want to talk. Everybody don't want to say what to be. No, it's like the pink elephant in the room. Nobody wants to. He said what a lot of people have know what's going on and was thinking, like, oh, well, I'm not. They don't want to say it. They'll say it behind closed doors. But come on, man, it's been going on. You see what goes on in your local community with the Jakes, man. So, imagine if it was a big city, Chicago, even Hartford, something like that, where there's a lot more crime. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying there's no crime in our town, but I'm just saying this, when there's a lot, crime is much more prevalent in bigger cities because you got bigger. Anytime you got bigger numbers, there's going to be a lot more, you know. And he said it's real. Like, yo, black kids walking down the street is different than white kids walking down the street. In officers' mind, it's just that's just how it is, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. You got to talk to your sons. You got sons. Everybody got sons now. You got to talk. You really got to, and it's sad, but you got to have that conversation. Like, yo, when you're in the car with your boys, and your son's at that age too, Miller, where he's hanging out, and you really got to sit him down. Like, look, y'all chilling. And even if they just got a bunch of sodas in the car, y'all got to act accordingly, man. And you got to really watch what you're hanging, because, the cops is only like 24, 25. You know, you got a young cop. He don't know. He's nervous. The kids is nervous. Everybody's moving. You know, come on, man. Like, you know what it is, man. So,
what's up with your boy Kanye West, man? Why Kanye?
I'm not messing with no.
I'm tired of Kanye,
been
man.
Free for years. The slave's been free. He the last black slave. I don't mess with. I love the music. He the last black slave. Man, he talk all that pro right there. He gonna marry one of the whitest white. He ain't just married a white woman. He married a white woman that everybody that went through. You know, I can see if you got a regular white, Wiz Khalifa or something like that. You gonna marry Kim Kardashian? Like, her fame, she's famous off a tape, she off a recording. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
She's a famous hoe.
Shit, if that was the case, shit, I would have been Harvey West. I got some stories and files. Harvey West. I would have put some tissue in my face, my jaw, make my jaw fat. Hey, look at Harvey West, man. He got all kinds of movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got to do stuff to make people talk. Like, you know what I'm saying? He don't really do that. He's in the fashion now, the ugly-ass sneakers, $8,000 for a shoelace and all. Like, sit down, Kanye. Sit down somewhere, man. Ever since his mom died, he went left, man. Yeah. No, he sold his soul, man.
He sold his soul.
Look at his father-in-law. His father-in-law is now his mother-in-law. Bruce Jenner, he done turned himself to a woman.
Oh.
He want to be, yeah. Oh. Listen, anytime you're in a house full of women, I'm going to tell you something right now. Anytime you're in a house full of women and you're the only man, sooner or later you're going to start picking up. I don't care if you start learning how to cook. You're going to start acting like a female, man. You, whether you know it or not. Now, wait a minute. Bruce grew his hair out. Bruce done stole the makeup. Like, I tell you, anytime them girls are on tour, Bruce is in their closet. And he came
out. Hey,
y'all,
I got a little bit, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to go. Hey, listen, man, I got to step on. I got to find my charger, man. I just ripped my charger off.
All right, man.
Hey,
man.
Hey, man.
I appreciate
you, Jay.
Hey,
y'all, man.
Love
y'all, man. Listen, man, I ripped my charger,
you too, man.
I got to find the charger, man.
I love you, too, man. Yeah, give it the time. Give me no anytime minutes, man. Get out of here, man. You knew you had no minutes before you came on. Get out of here.
Yo, so, Hog, what's up with you, man? We got a couple minutes, man. How you been doing? You in North Carolina?
Everything's good.
You know us,
man.
How you doing?
Knowing the kids is good.
How you been?
If the kids is good, we're good. If the kids are good, we're good. You know what I mean? And that's the bottom line. You know, like, once you got the children, that as long as they good, it don't matter. You know, you sacrifice for the kids. So everything's good. You know what I'm saying?
How was that All Star? You check that All Star game last night, man.
It was all right. You know, it was okay, man.
Everybody, Kobe's criticized. The game is not the same no more, man. The game is not the same. They soft us. They saying now, man.
Well, you know,
the new ballers, they soft.
You know, we come from the era, man, like I was telling a young boy, me and the young boys arguing the other day about music. Our era, man, we saw everybody's first. We saw the, you know, we heard the first Tupac album, the first Big Pun album, the first Wu-Tang album. Like, there ain't too many, like, you know, till you go all the way back to 80s, like, ain't too many firsts we ain't seen. We seen the Jordans when they came, all the Jordans. Like, to talk to our generation, you really got to know your shit, because we seen it all. We seen some of the classic Duke Carolina game, which is, they play tomorrow out here. You know, we've seen some of the great UConn games. We know where the players, like, our era, it's a hard act to follow, man. So when we see the dunk contest, we see when Vince shut it down. That was the best one ever. So we've seen the behind the back. We see them jump over people.
We see
Mike and Dominic. You know what I'm saying? Like, we see Mike and Dominic go at it. We've seen Spud Webb. To talk to us about a dunk contest or a three-point contest, shit, before Steph Curry, there was Mullen, Legler, like, come on, we've been seeing shooters. There was Del Curry.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean? Larry Bird.
That was a great show. Hey, listen, we got like a 30 seconds. I'll give you 30 seconds. Yo, man, send a shout out, man. Send some love out, man, before I let you go, man. I gotta let somebody else come in real quick.
Oh, you already know what it is, man. No, it's love, and we'll leave it at that, man. Everybody know what it is, man. You know, you say Rose City love, and that's it, man. And that's all we got to say. But, yo, thanks for having me on. I saw your son when I was home at NFA. He's getting to be a nice grown man. You guys did a good job with him. You know, he's doing his thing. So, like I said, man, just keep doing what you're doing. Love you, man. And that's what's up, man.
I love you, too, man. I appreciate it. When you walk here, man, you know you're going to link up, man.
Yeah. Please give Jelani some money so he can stay on a little bit long, because I know his bill was due. He tried to say he wasn't charged, but he ain't paid. Jelani ain't paid that bill. He ain't paid that bill in 7 months. Tell him I got to go, because that's because that shit.
You got to call, bro. Oh, listen. Hey, Skins Bronco, you want with me right now?
You already know.
Skins,
what's going on, man?
Yo, listen, man.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yo, listen, man. I'm glad you want to show. You on, yes. Listen. Yo, man, get it. You got like 40 seconds, man. 30 seconds, man. Spit something for the people, man, and let people know about your battle coming up, man. Go ahead, man. You got the floor, baby.
All right. Yeah, I got a battle coming up in spring. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be this Saturday, hopefully if it don't snow. It's the second biggest league in New England, 413 League. Shout out Jason Weeks for adding me. I'm gonna keep it brief. Then I got something coming up in July too. I'm going A-Hat in Utah. T-Rex been there. Daylight been there. So you know what I mean. I'm getting the stages a little bigger, but I'm gonna spit something real quick. I'm gonna be like, most of these black kids out here, they need to stop reminiscing. Most of them want to keep them blicks near their hip, but they need to stop and sidekick like Scottie Pippen. It's crazy. Most of these dudes need to go home, wash their dishes. I mean, handle their kids and handle their business, but they don't know about a 9-to-5. They seen movies like Hustle and New Jersey Drive, and all they want to do is commit homicide, but see, damn, they need to sit down. They need to get on their grind, but most of them don't even know how to do that. They need to remove some snow. It's crazy. When I was young, I was knocking out dudes, Holyfield and Bo. Then I watched Brandon Lee die and Crow. Then I realized that, damn, I had to get old and grow. Something like, man. You already know. I wasn't going to spit for you, but I was going to just keep it light. But, yeah, I got a battle coming up. I want to shout out Norris. I got a clothing line coming up. Mike Nitti, he did 4 Beats from Timberland in the 90s. He's going to do my whole album. So, you know what I mean? He's going to get a free copy. Anybody that like my status on a social media, they're going to get a like. My cousin C-Dash, she online right now. He got his own clothing line out right now. So I just want to shout out to the radio, because I won't be battling nowhere. I wouldn't know where it was for you.
Yo, shout out to Skiz Bronco. Yo, man, we got like 40 seconds, man. So you took a lot of time. Yo, listen, Middle Time Radio, man, we're going to be back on tomorrow night. Don't forget, we're going to have Marcus Outlaw tomorrow. I'm sorry, Skiz, I can't get your cuz on here. I got a couple people on the line. Couldn't squeeze you in it tonight. I'm sorry. We're going to get you on next time, all right? Thursday night, we're going to have another special show, all right? So I'll reach out to you guys Thursday night. Yo, this is Middle Time Radio, man. I love what I do. One love.
Right. closed eye, I take a deep breath. I'm thinking to myself, how much of my speech left? Do he really got it, or should he call it quits? I think it's obvious, the game is all politics. White man, send the kid to school on scholarship. Poor man, sitting in the crib